It is YRock on XPN, and I'm here with Ben and Andrew from MGMT. How's it going, guys?
Pretty good.
Great. Now, there seems to be a little bit of discrepancy over your band's name.
Mm-hmm.
So we've just been saying MGMT.
Mm-hmm. That's what we like to say.
But it seems that it also has gone by the management in years past.
It's true.
Yeah, we started out as the management, and then in 2005, we recorded our first EP that was put out on a label. So turned out there was another band that was using the name Management.
And you weren't about to go for, like, the Management US.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they were in New York. So, yeah, there wasn't too much we could do.
Well, so MGMT it is?
That's right.
Okay. Your new album, Oracular Spectacular, just came out in January, but it's been a digital download before that.
Right, since October.
Okay. Was there originally an intention of putting it onto a CD, or were you just going to have it be just a digital download?
No, actually, like, originally when we were offered a record deal, it was going to be a digital-only deal, and we said we really wanted to like put out albums, like actual physical albums.
Right. It seems to be like all the rage that groups are putting out stuff online. I mean,
right.
What happened was we were in like a big crunch to like, you know, get the album finished, and then like they wanted to set up all the marketing and everything for it, and they said they wanted to push the release date back. It was supposed to be like in September, I guess, end of September.
Mm-hmm.
So they said they wanted to push it back to January. And we were just, you know, we'd finished the album in, I guess, April.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were just really anxious, you know, like we just wanted it to come out as quickly as possible.
Right.
So we came up with the idea that if we released it digitally, you know, like, and, you know, a few people found out about it, then they could kind of like pass it on, you know, word of mouth,
right,
whatever.
And you've since been signed to Columbia Sony. And which is a pretty big deal do you guys see it as a big deal?
Yeah, I mean, we weren't, especially since we weren't really trying to sign to a label ever. It just kind of came out of the blue. But we like a lot of music on major labels, especially from the 60s and 70s, you know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of Columbia artists even. So we're kind of, in a way, proud to be on a major label, you know? It's like a dream of a musician, I guess, in a way.
Right.
Right, what did you say?
Yeah.
Some of the songs on the album have been around for a little bit, like Time to Pretend was on an EP from 2005.
Yeah.
But there's a really interesting song that's the B-side to Time to Pretend called Metanoia. You think you guys can do a version of that for us right now?
Yeah.
Sure.
Awesome.
Metanoia, reshaping the world. It can teach you. It can show you the flood that's trapped inside. This one's alive. Taylor's breathing, and she's listening. Kill the serpent. And grow into an oak. Ooh, silver lining on a black scale. Wicked hunter on three hooks, he still rode. But where is the fourth? Teach you the fairy tale of hell.
we're back with MGMT on YROQ on XPN, and you guys were recently on a one of those year-end lists from a whole bunch of different places, from Rolling Stone, from the BBC, from Spin magazine. How does it feel to, you know, have so many people all of a sudden be like, hey, check these guys out? I mean,
we're just trying not to buy into it too much because, like, we've seen, like, backlash happen to other bands that had a lot of buzz around them, and we just don't want to fall into that trap. We just, you know, we're just going to keep doing the same thing we've been doing this whole time and,
right,
you know, not worry too much about what people think of us.
There's definitely a sense of increased expectation, especially with the live show and stuff, but we're not really changing anything to, I don't know, we're happy with it.
You had mentioned playing live, and on the record, it's just the two of you guys.
Yeah.
That's a lot of noise for just two guys.
Yeah.
It's a whole bunch of very, very dense tracks. And
well, we demoed the songs for 2.5 months and kind of, it was our first round of songwriting since we were in school, and we just kind of obsessed over it and, you know, had like hundreds of tracks on each thing. And then when we went to record with Dave, we kind of kept a lot of those tracks and added even more. So it was just like a ton of stuff.
Right. So this was, even though you guys have been you have been around with MGMT for a few years, you've had musical outings before.
Right. We were both in a lot of different bands at Wesleyan. Like, we were each in probably 4 or 5 bands. It was a cool little kind of group of musicians that just were incestuous, kind of. It was nice. Not in that way, but
the people that you've made music with, have you gotten general reactions to, like, how they're seeing you blossom into?
Yeah, I mean, people seem to be excited. I mean, some people, you know, talk to us and say that they like our electronic music better.
It's the guy who talked to you
last night. This guy came up to us after the show, up to me, and he was like, so you like your older stuff better, right? You like your electronic stuff better. And I don't really know what to say to that, because I think some people think that maybe, like, signing to a major label is what made us change our sound,
right,
a little bit. But we've really always been about not having one sound and kind of just doing different things, you know?
Right, because certainly on the new album, there's a whole bunch of different sounds,
yeah,
coming from,
yeah,
just about everywhere.
I mean, yeah, it's more like, you know, the fact that 2 years passed in between our EP, which we mostly recorded by ourselves, and then this album, and, like, you know, we've gotten a lot better at, like, arranging and playing and, mm-hmm, you know, picking out sounds.
Well,
and
we
stuff
just put, like, a little bit more effort into,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we put a lot more effort into it. Like, that, the EP was, like, just kind of something we were doing for fun in our spare time, and this was, like, we were on lockdown for several months.
Well, you guys have been on tour with a whole bunch of different people. You've toured with of Montreal with Ye Sayre. How did you hook up with Ye Sayre?
They were friends with a guy who I lived with in Brooklyn, and we used to throw parties at our place, and they all came over a few times, and we would hang out. And Andrew's over there too. And, like, we knew that each other were in bands, but we hadn't really, like.
I remember listening to their demos on their MySpace page and hearing the little clip they had of 2080.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, I really actually like this music. And it's,
yeah, it was like one of those times, you know, like, usually you meet people and they're like, oh, I'm in a band. I'm like, oh, that's,
yeah,
really cool. You're in a band. And, like, I'm probably going to hate it.
It's,
but,
like, you too. Well, that's very cool. And actually,
yeah,
you guys are going to be playing Bonnaroo and Lollapalooza.
Bonnaparooza.
Bonnaparooza. That seems like, you know, that's like the new, like, Woodstock for, like, the cool kids.
We were at the first Bonnaroo.
Were you really?
Ben and I were. We were caught in a 14-hour traffic jam.
Oh, my goodness.
Did all sorts of stuff.
Well, now that you've got this really great album, have you got something else on the way anytime soon? It seems like once everybody has released their debut album, it's like, okay, it's fantastic. When are you going to?
We want to record as soon as possible. We recorded a 14-minute B-side. We're calling it a B-side, but I don't really know if it's going to be a B-side.
I think the kids out there know what that means.
Yeah. and it's pretty crazy, and we're going to release that in some form. And we want to record by the end of the year again, or start writing at least.
Yeah, it's fun. Like, we didn't really think that we were going to be on tour all the time, or maybe we were in denial about it, but we're really excited to get back to work and writing new songs. It's like, it's pretty hard to write on the road. We haven't really been doing a good job with that.
While you've been on the road performing stuff from this, you want to do another song for us?
Yeah,
sure.
All right, what are we going to hear?
Weekend Wars.
Weekend Wars from MGMT here on Y-Rock on XPN. Y-Rock on XPN, MGMT. Thanks for stopping by and have a great rest of your tour.
Thank you.
Just before the show, this wild-eyed kid came up to the fence. He took one look at us and he said,
"Help me! Driver! Ticket! Yeah! We got the handshake under our tongue. We got the handshake.